Welcome to My Heart Songs podcast number 246, To Sleep, Perchance to Dream. One need not be emotionally burdened, in pain, stressed, pressed, or burnt out to suffer the spiraling down that happens with ongoing sleep deprivation. My big sleep issue for about a decade has been frequent nighttime calling secondary to an enlarged prostate, a common ailment for men over 60. Good sleep quality is basically defined as minimal time needed to fall asleep and not waking up often or for long periods. A recent study of 3,700 participants revealed some of the links between sleep habits and chronic health conditions. Four different sleep patterns were defined: good sleepers with optimal sleep habits, weekend catch-up sleepers with irregular sleep and short sleep duration but make up longer sleep times on weekends, insomnia sleepers with long times to fall asleep, short sleep duration and high daytime tiredness, and finally, nappers, mostly good sleep but frequent daytime naps. Both insomniacs and nappers, more than half the participants, are considered suboptimal sleep patterns. Of note, insomnia sleepers over a 10-year period had a significantly higher risk of diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and depression. And these two groups were likely to remain stuck in their patterns over time because sleep health is part of the weave of our overall lifestyle. These are far from stochastic patterns, and sometimes simple fixes can create a shift. Not using cell phones in bed, exercising regularly, avoiding caffeine in the late afternoon. Since sleep is modifiable and healthy sleep improves work and social relationships and healthy aging. Although the American Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends adults sleep at least 7 hours a night, more than one quarter of adults simply do not meet this recommendation. In 2020, the National Health Interview Survey revealed that 14.5% of adults had trouble falling asleep most days or every day in the past 30 days. The percentage of those who had trouble falling asleep increased with less education and lower family income. Socioeconomic and job concerns, no doubt, an important factor, as well as doing more shift work. The links between lack of good sleep and mental health are also profound. Nearly 1 in 5 adults who habitually sleep less than 7 hours a night meet probable criteria for a depression diagnosis, compared to only 7% of adults who sleep between 7 and 9 hours a night. Since sleep disturbance is a common symptom of depression, we get into the chicken and egg thing here, but when asked about sleep satisfaction, those who were satisfied with their sleep were more than twice as likely as their dissatisfied counterparts to not experience significant levels of depressive symptoms. Sleep-deprived brains and depressed brains look very similar on neuroimaging. An emerging study suggests getting less than 6 hours of sleep per night in middle age may increase dementia risk in the future by 20%. All of this data makes sense given the critical importance of the glymphatic system designed to rid the brain of waste products, excess proteins, and metabolites during sleep. And delta deep sleep is critical for memory consolidation, a bedrock of learning. Given the clear links between good sleep and mental and physical well-being, it's no surprise that sleep tourism developed, complete with hotel stays offering not only pillow menus, blackout curtains, and white noise machines, but AI-assisted smartphone pairable beds with an active pressure relief system which adjusts as you move to optimize deep sleep. How about a Somnify feature which syncs movements with soundscapes, or salt floats, warm pre-bred baths with calming Lilabo bath salts and chamomile tea, sleep-promoting massage and access to the thermal hydrotherapy circuit, which features an herbal sauna, a rain room, and loungers warmed by radiant heat. Bath salts, eye mask, tea, pulse point aromatherapy roll-on, blue and green light glasses that filter out the melatonin-disrupting rays that emanate from screens if you're a nighttime scroller. Try on some Therabody smart goggles, a specialized eye mask employing heat massage and vibration to ease facial tension and lower heart rate. Some sleep hotel packages offer on-call hypnotherapists, taking it to a new level. One property even offers a sleep assessment, followed by sessions with board-certified MDs, registered nurses, dietitians, and spiritual wellness providers. Solutions. Remember, we live indoors, but we evolved outside. Get enough exposure to natural light to enhance photobiological processes. At least 10 minutes of early morning direct sun exposure. Create a cocoon away from the living space that's dark and cozy, cave-like, with no TVs, no phones, and no windows or blacked-out ones. Quiet and dark, with no junk light, help relax the mind, suspending the things that are bothering one during the day and avoiding a bad sleep rut filled with to-do lists. Respect our circadian biorhythms to provide optimal rest and recovery. Enjoy the health benefits of darkness when possible, avoiding nighttime light pollution. Avoid eating out of boredom or snacking out of habit, especially later in the evening. Besides such lifestyle changes, using short-term sleep aids can help reset less than desirable rhythms. Magnesium promotes muscle relaxation, stimulates sleep-promoting gamma-aminobutyric acid. Some folks spray it on their feet for rapid absorption. I've used Somnipure and Primal Force Native Rest, both herbal formulas. Nervines like California poppy or vervain can promote sleep, and even prescription lorazepam taken judiciously can help reset our inner master clock. Getting refreshing sleep is good medicine, an essential aspect of wellness that we ignore at our own peril. Thanks as always for listening.